Love Talk Radio.
Coming up on the Pesach season, on the Passover season, and we want to get right. We want to cleanse this spirit, this mind, and from all the goof and junk has been attached to us throughout this year. We're coming up on the new year, the month of Aviv. I know some of our brothers and sisters have celebrated already, but we're not talking about that tonight. We're talking about we are coming up on the month of Abib, and we're about halfway there now. I saw a full moon today, a beautiful moon, too. Brother called me early this morning, Brother Daniel. Brother, you see that moon, Ike? Yeah, I see it. I'm on the highway. Beautiful. It was a beautiful moon. But we just want to give praises tonight to Abba Yah and thank him for throughout this year how he has brought us through. How he has given us his word, how he has protected us, how he has sent his son to talk to us in our lowest moments, Father. May it be to a brother, to a sister, even a total stranger, Father, because he will use anything for his kids to speak to him. Maybe it was a television show for somebody. Maybe it was something they heard on the radio, but they understood that that was the Father was giving them an answer to a question they have asked them. They understood that it was the Father giving them comfort. And everybody can't say that. Everybody cannot look at television, look at a movie, or hear a song, or hear somebody else say something to pastor, and understand that that was the Father speaking to them and giving them an answer to a question. So hallelujah, if you can understand that the Father will be speaking to his creation, because he can use it as he sees fit. Anytime he wants, he can use it. Even if it's a donkey, he can use it. So we want to start off, see, not with a song, but with a psalm out of Psalm 96. And bear with me, family. Oh, sing unto Yahweh a new song. Sing unto Yahweh, all the earth. Sing unto Yahweh, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all peoples. For Yahweh is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but Yahweh made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto Yahweh, O you kindreds of people. Give unto Yahweh glory and strength. Give unto Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that Yahweh reigneth. The world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the fields be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of wood rejoice. Behold, Yahweh, for he cometh. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with truth. With his truth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're going to play songs tonight, family, to give honor and praises. If you have poetry, if you have something just to say to the Abba and thanking him, please call him. This is a song from Brother Michael. Hallelujah. Same Psalm 96.
Salvation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That brother, beautiful voice there, a beautiful voice. Remember, Yahweh led me to listen to one of his songs, and I was so pleased I had to send it out to all my brothers and sisters. Now he's in the rotation. Hallelujah. What I wanted to talk about today is praising for the Father, because yesterday my son asked me a question, and his question was, how do you get strength? You know, because he played basketball, but when he played basketball, he don't give his all because he holds back. And what I told him is, pray, Sean. Every time you do, I don't care what you do, pray to the Father. If you practice, pray. If you shoot and pray, ask the Father to strengthen you. And at the end, he said, that makes sense. That makes sense. So the day he had practice earlier, and I asked him, I said, did you pray? Yeah. So how did you feel? I felt a little better. But it's something that we have to continue to do. So I remember first starting out me teaching. I was nervous as I don't know what. Remember my spiritual leader telling me, you know, just get up there and relax and allow Abba to do what he do. And that was fine and dandy. It sounded good. And, you know, I tried to get up there and do that, but because of fear, I didn't allow Abba to come through me because fear had that wall up. And he couldn't get through that wall because I wasn't allowing him through because of my fear. So I had to share the same story with my son to let him know, hey, don't think little of yourself because you got afraid. But like Yahushua did in the Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed earnestly. And what the scripture says, they came down and they ministered unto him. He was strengthening that. No different. But like me, when I was teaching, it took some time for me to allow the Father to come and move the fear out of the way. No different than my son, or for anybody else that's out there who was dealing with some type of fear. Pray to the Father. Ask him to remove that. What the scripture talks about, pray daily. Always have the Father before you, as the prophets walk, always before Yahweh. I don't care what you do, pray. Ask the Father for strength. If you eat a piece of candy, pray over it. Because you know this is a sick world that we live in. Ask the Father, bless this now, even. Because I do. I don't care what it is, I ask him to bless it. Get in the habit of praying and praising more. Make that a habit. Brother Yaakov talked about the exact same thing this weekend. The exact same thing about prayer. Sister Malcolm had a show about prayer and fasting. Go back in the archives. Beautiful show. But that is one of our number one weapons against the adversary. Against him. Because he do not like that line of communication that we have with the Father. Yes. And he wants to interrupt that line of communication. So I tell my son, pray. Tell all my kids, pray. Before you go to bed, pray. Because there are spirits there that's all around you at all times. We are in a battle that we have no idea of, some of us anyway. Majority of the world have not a clue the war that they're in, right in the midst of a war. They don't see it. They can't understand it. They can't smell it. They can't taste it. But some of us eyes have been opened and ears have been opened, as Yahushua said. We see the war that we're in. And sometimes we still fall short in seeing and knowing the war that we're in. So we lose some battles. Mm-hmm. What that is practice and make you stronger. We're going to lose some battles. Matter of fact, the Father won't allow you to lose some battles. Why? Because he know in losing battles, if you stay on his road, it builds your faith. It makes you stronger. Why? Because just like that guy who wanted to play basketball or who whatever he was trying to do, and he lost. But he was determined to win the next time. He had to go back and work harder. No different. He had to learn from the mistakes. No different than how Abba uses us in our mistakes and our downfalls. And trust and believe, we're going to make mistakes. We want to walk a perfect life. We want to walk in holiness. But Yahweh knows that we are going to make mistakes. But what he don't want you to do is beat yourself up over the mistake. Repent and try not to make the same mistake over and over. Because if you keep making the same mistake over and over, it's not a mistake. Mm-hmm. It is a choice that you have made. It is something that you want to do. And if you continue in that way, that's when you will get that reprobate mind. When you think you are serving the Father and you're not. Because the scripture talks about, though a just man falleth 7 times, Yahweh will uphold him with his right hand. What makes that man just? Or woman? What makes the believer just? Because they're striving to do what the Father said to do. Showing mercy to thousands of those who keep my commandments. Why would we need mercy for keeping his commandments? Because we're going to mess up sometimes. We're going to fall short. Scripture also says, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory. But like Yahushua said, we get up and we keep pressing forward. Those who endure to the end. And we have some enduring. And don't just think you jump on this boat. And like the rabbi used to always say, you're smelling roses. That Yahweh just going to give you a bouquet of roses. No. You'll get that bouquet of roses. But them roses going to have some thorns on them. You're going to have to endure some things. We have another song ready for y'all, and we're going to be praising throughout the night. Sister Margaret's on the song thing, and how Yahweh lead her. That's what songs we're going to hear.
And hear me now. I'm lost without a cause. After giving it my all, winter storms have come and darkened my sun. After all that I've been through, who on earth can I? I look to you, I look to you. After all my strength is gone, in you I can be strong. I look to you. And when melody
sinking to rise no more, searching for that open door.
Tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. they're not just songs. These are what the scripture talks about. Whatever written aforetime is written for our learning. He is showing us a way to go to the Father. To not to stay in that shame, but to open up out of that shame. How we can come out of that shame. Going to the Father and understanding who he is first and foremost. He is loving kindness. He has plenty of mercies. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. He is the only one that can do that. For I acknowledge my transgressions first and foremost. He acknowledged when he was wrong. Confession is good for the soul, the scripture says. We have to confess these things. There's no way that we can have ill will inside of us or iniquity inside of us and think that the Father don't know it. You're fooling yourself. You're lying to yourself. He know it. All he wants you to do is come to him and confess it. I am a sinner, Father. And that is a pattern throughout the scriptures. That the honorable ones, that's how they did it. Brother Saul, Brother Paul, the same way. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death? He acknowledged himself. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only have I sinned and done this evil in the sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shaped in iniquity and in sin. Did my mother conceive me? Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden parts thou shalt make me know to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Listen to how our ancestor is talking to us. I need help with this. Purge me. Get this out of me. And we all can go to the Father and say, something inside of us that we is not like the Father, I will remove this. Work on me with this, Father. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O Yah, and renew a right spirit within me. Those are very powerful words right there. Create in me a clean mind and a new spirit, Father. Work with me, Father. Work with me on this thing that is always besetting me. Work with me. Understand that I am shaped in iniquity and born in sin. So I need you to work with me on this thing. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O Yah, thou mighty of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. And boy, did he sing a lot to Abba. He sung a lot to Abba. Go through the Psalms. Read the Psalms. Brother David, as what we talked about earlier, in every situation, he went to the Father. That's why he was beloved of the Father, because he because in every situation in his life, he went to the Father. And that's what the Father wants from us. Don't let us try to fix our problems, because we're going to break it even more. Allow the Father to fix it. And sometimes that long suffering may be hard. But the Father is trying to put in you patience. So if it's going long and you feel like you're suffering long, that's patience that he's trying to build in you. For thou desirest not sacrifice. Oh, I'm sorry. 15. O Yahweh, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else will I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifice of Yah are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. O Yah, thou will not despise. Listen to what his sacrifice is. Something that's broken, something that's contrite. Not until something is broken. Understand, because it stopped moving in the sense of a human being. We stopped functioning. Our mind has stopped running. So at that moment, Yah can get in. Because if we have a glad heart, in a sense, outside of the Father, it's hard for him to get in, because why? There's so many waves going in and out of our mind. And when he's speaking, we don't hear. So when we get broken, we tend to slow down. Our emotions, our feelings, everything slows down. So now you can hear the Father. I've been waiting. Not until you've been broken, but unknown to yourself, you have been broken for a long time. It just caught up with you physically. I've been trying to fix you for a long time. Now I have an opportunity, because you can hear me now. It ain't that the Father want us to be broke, want us to be sick, whatever was going on. He don't want that. But sometimes, for some of us, that's the only way he can get to us. Verse 18. Do good in thy pleasure unto Zion. Build up the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifice of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shall thy offer bullocks upon thy altar. Hallelujah. That's how you get to the Father. That's how you confess your sins, as Brother David confessed his sins. Psalms 51, family. We got another song for y'all. Again, this is open. Anybody online?
Thank you. Thank you. I see your face in every sunrise. The colors of the morning are inside your eyes. The world awakens in the light of the day. I look up to the sky and say, you're beautiful.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Yah, and the Word was Mighty One. The same was in the beginning with Mighty One. All things was made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Amen. That song right there, when he talks about when he look into the heavens, he see you. I mean, he just named plenty, a lot of things throughout the song. If you get a chance, go back and listen to it again. Beautiful song. Matter of fact, I'm going to give you the name of the brother, Mashiach Yasharal. So you probably can look it up on YouTube. That's M-A-S-H-A-H Yasharal. Y-A-S-H-A-R-A-L. You're beautiful. And it's called Yahweh is Beautiful. Beautiful song. But he said the title of the song is Yahweh is Beautiful, but yet he's singing about Yahushua. Beautiful. Even in that, it's beautiful, but we're not going to go into that today. So that's a mystery within itself. And it also took me here to Baruch 3 in the Apocrypha. Baruch 3, we read starting at 24 through 37. O Israel, and when I read this, just listen. Shema, listen intently. O Israel, how great is the house of Yah, and how large is the place of his possession. Great and have none end. High and unmeasurable. There were giants famous from the beginning. There were of so great stature and so expert in war. Those did not Yahweh choose, neither gave he the way of knowledge unto them. But they were destroyed because they had no wisdom and perished through their own foolishness. Who have gone up into heaven and taken her and have brought her down from the clouds? Who have gone over the sea and found her, and who will bring her for pure gold? No man know of her way, nor think of her path, but he that knoweth all things know of her, and hath found her out with her understanding. Let me read that again, family. And hath found her out with his understanding. He that prepared the earth forevermore hath filled it with four-footed beasts. He hath set He that sendeth forth light, and it goeth, calleth it again, and it obeyeth him with fear. The stars shone in their watches and rejoice. When he calleth them, they say, here we be. And so with cheerfulness they show light unto them that made them. This is our Mighty One, and then shall none other be accounted of in his compassions of him. He hath found out all the way of knowledge and hath given it unto Jacob, his servant, and Israel, his beloved. And afterward, this is the part, after you read from 24 to 37. Afterward did he show himself upon earth.
Amen.
And converse with men.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He that have an ear, let
Hallelujah.
Him hear. That song with the brother is perfect song for this. Perfect song. Israel, in ancient times, they did not understand who walked the earth. Today, many Israelites do not understand who walked the earth and converse with men. They do not understand that their creator, though the one that created all things, have walked the earth. And it's so far-fetched for them, they're rather believe in spaceships that's going to come and get us. They're rather believe in an alien Israelites believe in spaceships that's coming to get us. Believe that they got a whole, like, what was that? The 4th of July Independence Day, the movie. They believe that the Most High is coming back like that. And the angels and everybody going to be riding on spaceships. Why would spirits need to ride in spaceships? That part right there puzzled me from the jump when I first heard that theory. All of it. Why in the world would they need to ride on spaceships if they are the ones that's controlling the snow storehouse? They are the ones that that's controlling everything inside of Yahweh's creation. He gave them charge of that. But they need spaceships. And that's right there in his word. They do not understand who walked among us. Israel. Our people. But those who do understand. I have a song for y'all. Because we're going to need each other. We're going to need to come together like what they call Voltron, like links in a chain. Why? Because it's going to get rough out here. We're going to need one another. We're going to need one another like no tomorrow. We're going to have to watch each other back like World War III is breaking out, because that's what's coming. Scripture talks about perilous times is coming. And everything in this world system is not geared to just this world and the inhabitants of the world. It is geared towards Israel. That's it. Satan may have everybody else in his bag of tricks. One thing we know for sure, that he hates mankind. So he want to kill all of them. But he hates Israel even more. 10 times more than he hates the average human. Why? Because he has no power over you. You can tell him leave and he has to leave. He has to obey you. So he hates you for that. He hates you that the Father looks at you as his apple of the eye. And he who once walked upon the coals in the heaven. Not how this new show Lucifer, how they want to portray him. Oh God, we're just mad at him. He threw him out. He's treating him so wrong. No, you sinned against your Father. It means that he's treating you wrong. You were the one who stepped out of line. You was in the kingdom, so you cannot return. So we here on the earth, we have an opportunity to mess up and get back in line. He hates us for that. He hates us for that. And he ain't alone. He got millions with him. They hate us for that too. The Father have mercy upon us. He will allow us to say, forgive us, Father, and turn our lives around. How they long for that. He's just like a little bad kid who can't get his way, so he just gonna keep doing bad. And anybody his parent looks at and smiles at and enjoys, he hates him. That's your adversary. But Sister Malva have a song for us.
You get a chance, go into the book. Read chapter 3 on your own. That's in the Apocrypha.
Powerful stuff in this, man. Powerful stuff. Scripture was talking about. count wisdom. You want to give us the same wisdom that he gave his son. Exact same wisdom. You will not shortcut us. What he gave Yahushua, he will give us too. As long as he sees his son's spirit inside of us. Because it's not us that he sees anymore, he sees his son. You come to love your kids so much. And anybody who treats their kids well, you love them too. It's the Father, it's reality.
Sit back and easy, remember my ways. Oh, will I get out of my cage? Yes, I am a slave, searching for some freedom, searching for some freedom. So I'm tender, sing them songs to spark memory. What is a man with no history? Where am I?
Yahushua told us, ye are the light of the world now. So we have to be as the children, the descendants of Yisra'el, the lights of this world. It is not nobody else's job to be the light of this world, first and foremost to the Israelites, then to the Gentiles. to anybody else who want to walk the ways of Israel, they can be a light too, but they have to come the way of Israel. But it's the responsibility of the descendants of Yisrael. That's why Yahweh has set up the nation of Yisrael, so we can be light to this darkened world. Nobody else has his word. Nobody else has salvation. They don't have a way to salvation. The way to salvation, like the Messiah said, Yahushua said, salvation is of the Yahudi. And you can take that a little further. Salvation is of Yisrael. Because that's what was promised to you. That's what was shown to you. You know, the beauty of Yahweh. You can take through the sons of Yisrael, their names. And he gave us a little message in their names. All the sons, even with Joseph's son. And in your spare time, listen very carefully. Yahweh inspired the brother to write this. And you figure out it was to be a game for kids to figure out where are the names of the sons of Yisrael at within this poem. Hear, my son of my right hand. He will unite you to me. He is the builder of the family name. He will add to you a double fruit, causing you to forget the habitations of sin, bringing you the reward, a reward of overcoming your enmities and your enemies. Yes, he is the judge of righteousness, ending your wrestling with praise and happiness. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Within that, all the sons of Yisrael is in there. There's a message within their names. Yahweh has shown the brother. Just within their names. All the sons of Yisrael. In your spare time, you go back and you figure out which name is which. Be a nice little thing to pass some time with, or even to make it into a little puzzle for the young ones. If you have any Sabbath lesson for them. Sister Malcolm have another song for us.
Listen, Eden is kingdom, and Eden mindset is a kingdom mindset. Let me hear ya. Where my Eden citizens at? Where my Eden citizens at? Where you at? Let me see you do your hands like this. Come on, let me hear you, let me hear you. Put your hands together like this. Come on. Here we go.
When God made man, he made a spirit. It was his plan that we live blessed. The tempter came, we were distracted. The tempter came, and we fell. We were deemed to live a life that's simple, a life that's full, a life that's just simple. It is my goal to remind you of this.
Time
we take our stand.
We take our stand.
We
Darkest hour, it is your praise Yah, all ye nations, for His merciful kindness is great. Praise Yah, all ye people, strength of Yah endureth forever.
Well, the best I can offer is to tell you the truth. Mercy changed everything for me and you. But they don't really tell us what we do need to know. But 1 Peter 2 and 6, a blessing for sure. So power to the chosen people, who at one point wasn't viewed as an equal. His own chosen people, a royal priesthood. Hey. Said that you were called out of the dark into the marvelous light. Do you know who you are? Mercy made us the people. Now we are the people.
Oh,
do you know who you are?
said, "Nail a trap. I want you to know it won't work. Ooh, no, no, no.
You just say one.
And it won't.
You just say one.
Promise is no weapon formed against us shall prosper. As long as we're doing what he asks us to do, as long as we're staying within that straight and narrow. I want to thank the family for sitting in with me tonight, for just giving praise to the Father, and hopefully some things was left off of somebody.
Amen.
Some unclean spirits was left off. Somebody's conscience, their countenance was lift up. As the scripture talks about Yahweh's face shining upon him, lifting up his countenance. Hopefully, prayerfully, that somebody allowed the spirit of Yahweh to run through them and get them out of that pit that they're in. Because I know if you put your trust in him, salvation is what you will have. And that's what we all long for. We all want. We all want what I'm about to read. We all look forward to this. And this is the last chapter in the book. The very last one. Revelation 22. And I'm not going to read all of it. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of Yah and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of Yah and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And there shall and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no more, no night there, and they need no candle. Need the light of the sun, for Yah, our mighty one, giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. And he said unto me, now I'm going to stop right there, because that's what we look forward to. We look forward to the kingdom of Yah to come down here, and we reign with him forever and ever. So life may get a little hard. Things may get you down, and you may want to feel like giving up. But as my brother would say, wrong answer. That is the very last thing you want to do. Because as we look forward to the kingdom, Satan looking forward to the pit. He know he has but a short time. But you know what? If you let go, he know he will have company. He want company inside that pit. The one that's going to burn with fire and brimstone. He want company. What they say, misery loves company?
Mm-hmm.
That's him. So do not let go. These are not the days or the times that we want to let go of that hand of Yahusha. Let go that Zizi, that fringe. We don't want to let that go right now. We want to hold on to that with dear life, because your life depends on it. And no different if you were standing in front of a firing squad and that judge pulled back and pardoned you. That's the same thing if you let go. But there will be no judge pulling back and pardoning you, because you have already made your choice. We has an opportunity for salvation, take it. And let nobody take it from you. In the season that we're looking forward to, season of Pesach, what a glorious time. First day of Aviv, we're looking forward to these things. Scripture says celebrate the whole month of Aviv.
Amen.
The whole month. That whole month is a feast. We look forward to that. So now what we're doing, we're preparing for the Passover. We're cleansing this body, this spirit, this mind. We're preparing. So when we sit down and we partake of that, there's nothing to hinder us. There's nothing to say, I'm not worthy to take this Passover. We want to be worthy when we sit down and we partake in that Passover. We don't want to fool ourselves. Because if you fool yourself, you'll get there to the to judgment and depart from me, you worker of iniquity. We don't want that. We want, well done, my good and faithful servant. They pleasant words. And not only that, we want to be changed in the first coming. The first resurrection, we want to change then. Because that'll be a sad day if you have been walking this way and you see all your brothers and sisters changing and you don't change. That'll be a very sad day for you. But again, we know what's ailing us. We know what's holding us back. We know what's not allowing us to come into all of the fruits of the Spirit. We ain't perfecting the fruits of the Spirit. We know. We know what it is. Nobody have to tell us or show us. We know. If we look within ourselves, we know what's holding us back from perfecting the fruits of the Spirit. And remember, if you go back and read that, we must perfect those things. If we want to be in that first resurrection, that means you are learned. You are ready to be sitting down beside the Messiah in judgment. You can't have nobody up there who is not ready to be in judgment. Who don't have love and compassion in them. Who don't have long suffering in them. Temperance in them. You can't be sitting beside him. You'd be like, hold up, you didn't transform this time, but maybe the second go round at the final judgment, you'll get in. Oh man, how hurt you'll be. I'm just thinking about it. I get hurt. Thinking about not transforming. Changing when Mashiach come back. Oh man, just meditate on that. It'll hurt you to your heart. To think of how you're trying to live your life now, but you know where you are falling short and where you are not allowing the fruits of the Spirit to run freely through you. It's there for a reason. It's for our learning. These life situations, these trials and these tribulations, so we can perfect the fruits of the Spirit. So when we sit in judgment, we'll have righteous judgment. It'll be no more us. I'm going to leave y'all with that thought, that you may not change in the twinkling of an eye. So in this coming up Passover season, let's continue to work towards the mark. Let's continue to get this, whatever it is inside of us, out. So we can be worthy to take partake in Yahushua's Passover. His sacrifice for us. Now we have to sacrifice for him. And tonight was just about praising. just praising. And remember, family, continue to pray for one another. I wanted to play that song tonight, I Need You, to survive. But we didn't have it, but we'll have it next time. I pray for you, you pray for me. Are we doing that? Are we praying for one another? Especially those who we know that's going through. Or are we too busy, wrapped up in ourselves? We should be praying diligently for one another. I see what that sister is going through. Strengthen her, Abba. I see what that brother is going through. Strengthen him, Abba. Put a hedge around him. Hold her hand, Abba. Put your arms around her. Because I see it. So we have to continue to pray for one another and for our kids, because they're under attack too. I want to thank y'all family for joining me tonight. Thanks, Sister Malcolm. May Abba put a special blessing upon her house, for her open up her house and her home. Brother Shafu L, the daughters, Yahweh bless them and keep them and make his face to shine upon them. In Yahushua's name I pray. Amen. Shalom, family.
Let's all live.